You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So I guess that episode of New Heights drops later on tonight.
People are having watch parties.
I believe 7 p.m. Eastern time. And yes, there is some legitimate concern on the internets on whether or not YouTube will be able to handle the number of people streaming that show.
Like, it's going to crash.
Yeah, it's going to crash.
Yep. That's the concern.
But will you play that clip again?
Actually, it's a pretty awesome intro. I can play.
Okay. I don't know why you turned yourself off, but
Jason Kelsey did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
He was like, oh my gosh. He screamed out all of her accomplishments, and you forget, my gosh, Scott, the woman moved country's gross domestic product, and it took...
Our guest today is a singer, songwriter, and producer and director from Nashville, Tennessee. That's bullshit. She is from Reading, Pennsylvania. She is the most awarded artist in the history of the American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards, and iHeart Radio Music Awards.
God damn!
Just 14 Grammy Awards and is the only artist in the history to win Album of the Year 4 times. Last December, she wrapped up the Eras Tour, which spanned 149 shows across 51 cities, 5 continents, and was the most attended tour of all time.
Of all time.
I'm still going. Hold on. Her last album, The Torture Poets Department, set a record with 1.76 billion streams globally within the first week alone.
All right.
In the first week?
And as a fan of that guy on the Chiefs, she has 19 wins, 2 AFC titles, and a Super Bowl. 92 presenters, are you ready for it? Making your podcasting debut, the most aggressive guest in the history of shows, Taylor Swift!
Yeah, intro, Jason.
A little much, Jason.
It's so good.
Dial it back just a little bit.
I mean, that was epic.
Caitlin Clark is the one who predicted the YouTube crash during the podcast airing, by the way.
And that's tonight at 6 o'clock our time?
It is going to be a thing.
All right.
I've always enjoyed that podcast. I will absolutely listen to this one. Because, first of all, Travis and Jason are hilarious.
They have great chemistry. Obviously, they're brothers. Okay. It was a little much for my taste, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, he was really, really excited.
There were words I did not understand coming out of his mouth. I would have dialed it back just a little
bit. She even says later, she's like, you need to take a break after that.
And Travis, with all respect to Travis, I love Travis Kelsey. When your brother is going crazy like that, your little sidebar comments are not necessary.
God dang.
Yeah.
I thought it was darling. I'm very, very excited for it.
Okay.
Very, very excited for the album.
Okay.
But not as excited as I am for the news that Carrie dropped on me this morning. She's on a road trip, so she and I were just talking because she was bored.
Carrie, I talked to her too. She called me too.
Yeah, she's bored because she's driving like 10 hours, right?
14.
So she calls, we're talking, and I am in line to get my little Diet Coke thing that I do. And she says, oh my gosh, have you heard? There is a new eye drop for people like us that can't see. And I say, no, I didn't hear that. And she goes, well, as the, what did she call herself? Fourth producer of this show that never gets any credit.
That is false.
She said, I am here to tell you, you need to look this up. And Scott, I was out to dinner the other night and I looked down at my plate. We were watching the Royals game. It was actually a bar. I looked down at my plate and I looked over at Johnny and I said, I can't see the food on the plate. And I put my glasses on.
What do you mean you couldn't see the food?
I mean,
on the plate?
It is so blurry now, I could not see to eat it. When did that happen? That's like in the last month.
I'm telling you, I think getting cheaters
has
actually made it worse for you and me.
I mean, it does for everybody because you're giving yourself a crutch, so your brain learns to rely on it, and it slowly gets worse. But Dana, yours seems to be deteriorating very quickly.
It is very rapid.
Not
in the
being
last
able
year.
To see the food on your plate.
In the last
she's
year,
she's getting eye survey.
I'm not getting eye survey, but if you
it
needed
helps her
that,
GA
it
gets
will
better.
Help your GA go slower.
I mean, karma.
Listen to this, and all of the major news outlets have picked this story up. In a major medical breakthrough, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a once-daily eye drop that helps improve near vision without the need for readers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got to work on the name. It's called Viz.
Okay, that sounds like something else.
Carrie told me this. It works 10 hours with one drop in the eye.
Viz?
Viz.
Can you spell it?
Yes, Scott. V-I-Z-Z.
Of course it's two Z's.
The eye drop works by creating a mild pinhole effect that extends the eye's depth of focus, improving the ability to see things up close. Viz is fast acting with noticeable improvement within 30 minutes. Viz was approved after being tested in three major phase three clinical trials. The studies involved hundreds of participants over several weeks. Results showed that a majority of users gained a three-line improvement in near vision.
What does that even mean?
On a standard eye chart. So right now, you can't read the top line or the next line or the next line. You could read all of those.
Huh.
Everyone can read the bottom line.
I was going to say, that doesn't mean anything. I can read the smallest line even without glasses.
Oh, I can't. Not anymore.
No, I can't either.
Even more reassuring, listen to this. The safety profile, Scott, is excellent. No serious side effects were reported.
I was just about to say, would you like for me to poo-poo your good story?
This
20%
could be
of users experienced eye irritation and additional drainage.
Well, yeah, eye irritation, yes. Do you know what else causes eye irritation? Shoving contacts in your eye.
No, I won't do that.
I won't either. I tried it. It didn't work.
16% reported having dimmed vision.
What does that mean?
You can see clearly, you just can't see.
You can see clearly, you just need a flashlight.
And 13% reported having severe headaches.
Viz could be a game changer for an estimated 128 million mature Americans.
Would you consider yourself to be mature?
I didn't used to until I looked down at my burger and I was like, what the hell's on this plate? I can't see it.
You are not advised to drive heavy machinery. So you can see,
by
but
that,
you can't
you mean
drive.
A car? Sir?
May cause blurred vision. I mean, would you like for me to keep going? Sorry
no,
to
we're
keep
good.
Poking
we're,
holes.
We're fine. We're fine.
Please don't urinate on my good story, Sam. I was so
I
happy when Jerry told me this.
And it's so easy. You latch onto these good news stories that are really not good news.
Yes, it is. It's a new non-surgical option. It's even on WebMD. It's on WebMD today. I'm just saying it is.
So is the fact that I've probably got cancer is on WebMD today because my tooth hurts.
Okay, popular science has picked it up. I'm in. And by the way, this has been around since 2021. Okay. So they've got several years under their belt.
This
I'm going to try it.
The first rendition, they had one that was called Beauty.
Beauty.
We got Viz and Beauty.
Who comes up with these names?
And Beauty had the same side effects.
Have you ever noticed that every medication either has a V, a Y, a Z, or an X in their name?
Okay, I swear to you, there was either a drug or a disclaimer the other day because I texted you, I'm almost positive, that included the word Lamborghini. And I know I'm not, I know I'm not making it up. I don't have the DVR thing set up yet, so I couldn't rewind. And I said, did he just say Lamborghini?
Huh.
I don't know if the drug makes you wake up thinking you're driving one, if it makes you steal
safe.
One.
That's safe. Wow.
From the text line, I'm an ophthalmologist. Be very weary.
Well, of course the ophthalmologists are going to say that.
And why wouldn't they? They're professionally trained. These companies are trying to get you to use their bunk medicine.
Do you know how hard it is to get FDA approval for anything?
Dana, have you listened to any of the commercials? I mean, the hims and the hers and all the hers and hims and everybody's selling medicine.
Oh, it's
and
terrible.
We love their products, by the way.
We
they
do love
great,
their products because they advertise
company.
With us. What I'm saying is, hear me out. What I'm saying is that everybody is marketing medication. Watch any CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. It is nonstop medicine. I would rather trust my doctor first.
Okay,
that's
it wasn't a Lamborghini. It was Lantromatigreen, which can include serious rashes that may need to be treated in a hospital or cause permanent disability or death.
My favorite side effect. Or death.
What's the commercial where people just start randomly walking down the street.
That's a Ozempic.
And a guy leaves his son while they're working on a car together.
And they just keep walking.
And he's like, son, you tinker with this big machine.
Let's hope that jack doesn't break.
I'm going to start walking randomly with people down the street.
That was Ozempic, yeah.
Okay.
My favorite drug name to date, though, is still Izin Kizim Abriza.
Nope.
Izin Kizim Abriza.
No, that is not a drug.
Izin Kizim Abriza. Yeah, Sky Rizzy is the name that people can pronounce, but the true drug name is Izin Kizim
Abriza.
And
what does Sky Rizzy do?
I have no idea.
It's on the cable.
Does it make me want to walk down the street with a bunch of random strangers?
Scott, how have you not seen the Sky Rizzy ad? You cannot avoid.
Is this the one where the woman goes weirdly running into the ocean?
Sky Rizzy, otherwise known as Risen Kizim Abriza, treats adults with certain inflammatory conditions.
Like skin issues, isn't it?
Oh, like, what's that called?
Plaque psoriasis?
Yes. Thank you, Sam. Plaque psoriasis.
Psoriatic arthritis.
Have you also noticed there are ailments out there we didn't even know existed until these commercials pop onto our TV?
Hmm.
It treats psoriasis.
Zentrex. And I said, Zentrex. It's the strongest male enhancement drug in the world. And it works. And he said he'd never heard of it. So I pulled up the Zentrex website and showed it to him. He started laughing. He said, are you insane, man? You can't put that junk in your body. It'll kill you. Your heart will stop. Rhino horn? Ammonia hydroxide? That's what's in meth, right?
Zentrex is made strong enough to work on the most extreme cases of erectile dysfunction. And fast.
My doctor asked me, where'd you even hear about that? And I told him, a friend. And he said, well, what's his name? And I said, well, I don't really know him, actually. And he says, but you just said he's your friend.
So, you know how sometimes you never really know what's going to hit on social media?
Yeah.
I was scrolling through Marketplace, and I know what I've said about Marketplace. We'll come back to that. But I was scrolling through Marketplace, and I saw something that so immediately reminded me of my childhood, and it will yours too.
Okay.
That I took a picture of it and threw it out into the universe and just said, what are your memories when I show you this? Someone is selling that, Scott, for $30. Would you like to describe it for our listeners?
Yes, it is it is a brass pedestal.
Yep.
With a beautiful red glass ashtray at the top.
It's amber. I believe it was amber in color.
Amber might be more accurate.
So I wrote, oh my gosh, I can smell this photo.
Yeah.
Someone is selling this gem on Facebook Marketplace, and I am howling. This is a big time nod to North Topeka High Society right here. Pretty sure we had one in every room. As my mother lit up her Saratoga Lights 100s, I can still see those cigs. The pack was a light, sultry brown, the color of the stained glory of everyone's lungs in 1979. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. So I start talking with Carrie about this, and we go on this back and forth. If you were growing up in the mid to late 70s or early 80s, and I say to you, amber, heavy, glass ashtray.
Mm-hmm.
You can immediately, in your mind, you see exactly what I'm talking about.
Of course.
It had the four little notches where you could rest your cig that were carved out in the glass.
Got to take a break between puffs.
Yeah, between puffs. You don't want to get cancer right away.
And then we all had these brass stands as if to say, got to bring a little class to the whole cigarette. I don't even know what you call it.
It's an ashtray.
So what else from your childhood?
You're losing your words this week.
Do you immediately laugh at and remember that our grandparents and our parents had in their living rooms or their formal living rooms or their kitchens?
Shag rugs.
Oh, yes.
And it usually was orange or
green.
Did
they come with a rake? You could rake your rug back then.
You didn't vacuum it?
It's disgusting.
Hmm.
Ours was green.
You had a paisley, usually an off-white base tone couch.
Yep. Or orange.
For whatever reason, my parents had lamps on the end tables that right below the little switch that you would turn on, there was an eagle with its wings spread.
Yes! We had those too!
Do you remember those?
Yes! Can't
wait. The eagle had the wings spread out.
I will see you, the spread-winged eagle, and I will raise you the TV trays with the multicolored fall leaves on them with the cheap metal stand underneath it.
Nice touch.
And they hung those. They hung where? Very nicely.
Next to the fireplace?
Next to the fireplace on the, it was a TV stay trant. TV tray stand.
In military housing, there was no fireplace.
You did not have TV tray stands?
We had TV tray stands. We didn't have a fireplace to place them next to.
Okay. Sam, did you have the glass bald, colorful, fake grapes that were displayed usually in the living room, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
No, I did not. I also grew up living with my grandmother and grandfather.
You didn't have the glass grapes?
No.
Oh,
probably,
man.
Because I would have broken them.
Did you have, my mom never in my life, was there ever a television in the living room?
Really?
No. That's where you entertain the general and his wife.
We call that the company. That's where the company comes
in. So, do you know the name of the room where the TV goes?
Oh, I 100% do. It was the rec room.
No.
I got it.
You okay?
Ours was the rec room.
It was a den.
It was a den. That is correct, Sam.
The phones are already ringing. What do you remember? Like the amber glass ashtray. That when I say it, you immediately in your mind, you can see it, you can smell it.
Now, that went in the living room. The amber ashtray never went in the den.
Mm-mm.
Plastic couch cover.
We didn't have that, but my grandma's neighbors did. And do you not remember the couches were green and or orange? There was a lot of orange and gold.
Or white with paisley.
Yep, or
we
gold.
Had floral print.
A lot of gold floral print.
Doilies?
Why would people put plastic covers over their couch?
To protect the furniture.
Okay.
It was a protectant, Scott.
Do you remember, I've sat on the plastic
couch cover. The summer?
Yes.
In the heat of the summer?
Yes, and you have to peel yourself off and it takes like 5 minutes?
Ours mysteriously got damaged to the point that it didn't really work anymore.
Sam, we laughed so hard at this morning that Carrie and I said, what is it that we're doing now and putting in our homes now?
Nothing.
Because I've got one more you guys haven't thought about. Did you all have the macrame? There was a large tree. Okay, Google it.
Macrame?
1970s tree macrame. And I think macrame is what they called the process that you made this tree that hung on your wall.
Yeah, it's weaving yarn.
Help me on the text line. Ours was a tree.
I looked up macrame tree and it's not.
And it was very much, it wasn't yarn soft. It was very much more bristly, Sam. Ours was. Maybe this was a Topeka
thing.
Maybe
your mom didn't do it right. Oh, is this it right here? Right there?
A closer.
Okay.
Were we the only ones that had the macrame tree?
I think so.
I think that was kind of low rent.
How do you?
Oh, magazine and newspaper stand. We had one of those next to the TV.
Yes, right next to the my grandfather's chair.
Your grandfather had a chair in your house?
Oh, no. We were over at Grandma and Grandpa's all the time. Oh. He had his own chair in the rec room, which is
in
what
the den.
In the den. It's what you call the den. I think rec stood for recreation, by the way, if I had to guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there was no wrecking going on in there. We would watch TV.
Smoke them if you got them.
No, you don't smoke in the den. You smoke in the living room.
How do you spell macrame?
M-A-C-R-O-M-A.
A-M-E.
Okay, then maybe that's why I'm not getting the results I need.
Did you guys gloss over me saying doilies?
Oh, I still have I still have my grandmother's doilies.
I beg your pardon? That sounds dirty.
And they're everywhere. I put them under picture frames.
I mean, the number of times that we had to remove them from the coffee tables and the side tables because they got dirty. I'm like, please, why are these even here?
Please remove the doily, Sam. Get your oily hands off my doily.
913. Whoa.
Now that sounds dirty.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Sam, I found the macrame tree. And not only did I find the macrame tree, I found the exact one hanging in our living room on the wall because it had these strands that came down that looked like a horse's tail.
Okay, that is what I found. I just, the way you were describing it, I didn't. Well, it's pretty small and in a circle.
How does one describe wall art that looks like horse hair, Sam? Why was that on our wall?
Somebody on the text line wants to know, is macrame French for trailer? And I believe it is.
Would that mean tree is French for park?
Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
Yes.
I used to play with those little hair strands. Run my fingers through them.
Okay. How bored were you at Grandma and Grandpa's
Apparently,
house?
Apparently, this was at my mom and dad's house.
And Linda thought that this was a good decoration
for
the wall?
We had to call her and see if she remembers it, because I don't know if she made it.
Think maybe she still owns it?
How does one inherit a macrame tree that looks like it's made out of horse hair?
You don't. You buy it.
I don't know. That means someone paid money for it.
Now, we've already talked about the couches that were covered in plastic, but they weren't called couches back then.
They were
divans.
Sofas. No, they were sofas.
No, divan. It was not. It was a divan. Oh, my God.
The number of times
Sam,
I heard keep your feet off the divan.
Sam.
Like, what is the divan?
Stevie, I have not heard that word in 40 years. But the second you said, what did you call it? It came to me in a how does my brain file that away? Where did that word go? No one uses the word divan anymore.
We switched it for couch or sofa, depending on where you're from.
But we need to go back to divan.
Divan is really old. It's from like the 14th century.
How
Very
do you
old.
Spell it?
Did they have trees
D-I-V-A-N.
Made out of horsehair hanging above the divan in the 14th
Probably.
Century?
Probably.
Look at all the phones. Oh my gosh, you guys. I love nostalgia.
By the way, I thought the divan, because we had couches in our house. We also had a divan.
Now, wait a minute.
I thought it was some kind of crazy Hold special on. Thing.
Wait, no. That was a misuse of the word divan. A divan is a long, low sofa without a back or arms.
That is the 14th century definition.
Yes.
Typically placed against a wall. I have never heard the word divan in my life.
Telling you, it was commonplace.
My mom always called it the sofa or the couch.
Should have grown up in the Midwest.
It's a divan.
You'd have had a divan.
Lynn in Green Valley. Lynn, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Dog talkers, nobody.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hi.
Whoa.
Lynn is just. Lynn is just.
Is she making an order?
No. She's just
she said she wants 3 soft tacos, no lettuce.
Okay. I didn't know what
okay.
that word taco was.
Let's go back.
Was.
Let's go, help. Yeah, go yeah. see what she's ordering.
Okay.
Sorry about that. What about those old lamps that sat on top of the TV sets that were the black shiny panthers? And you had to watch them to have your TV on.
The black shiny panther lamp.
Mm-hmm. On top of the TV. They sit on top of the TV.
Lynn, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
Are you in the process of making some bad decisions?
I just got 2 tacos because I haven't eaten all day.
You got 3 tacos.
Lynn, beans or rice, Lynn, be honest.
Pardon?
Beans or rice?
Oh, just plain tacos.
Are you at
no
Taco
lettuce.
Bell?
Yeah.
Do you hate yourself?
Yeah. The time.
Lynn, you do you, girl. You.
Thank you.
You rock that number 1 with a Diet
no,
Mountain Dew.
She's going to be rocking a number 2 in a minute.
Nice.
No lettuce, too, by the way.
They're still ordering. I love you, Lynn.
They're still. What? Where am I?
No, I just said you're still ordering. We're cracking up.
They couldn't believe I didn't want any lettuce on them.
They couldn't believe you didn't want any lettuce on your Taco Bell taco?
They had to ask me that twice.
Hmm.
Now, did you go for the Diablo sauce, the mild, the medium?
Mild.
Okay.
Yeah, always.
Good smart play. Good smart play on your part.
I'm not stupid.
Nobody ever thought you were. Did you get any taters?
No, just the tacos.
Lynn is a simple gal, Scott. Leave her alone.
You're trying to straighten your act up at Taco Bell?
Yeah, straighten my act up at Taco Bell.
Goodbye, Lynn.
That's like saying I drank vodka, but now I've lowered it to whiskey.
Well, now I've got my tacos, so I have to go eat my tacos before they get cold.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right.
Enjoy your lunch.
Bye.
That poor woman, what she's doing to herself. Tom and Tonganoxie. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, guys. How are you? Is everybody today?
We're so doing good. Well.
Go ahead.
Me and maybe more of you guys as well. my grandparents had a party line. And the interesting conversations you could sit in on and listen to the old ladies cackle was quite amusing as a child.
The old party line on the telephone.
Yeah. A party line.
Did you guys not have that, Scott?
No, not a military.
Tom, I think maybe when I was 4 or 5, they may have still had a party line. But my grandparents lived kind of like on a farm property. They may have had one, but I wasn't around long before that went away.
How does one dial into a party line?
You just pick it up.
Well, you just pick it up, and then you can hear, you have an individual, everybody kind of calls into one central location, and you have to wait for the line to clear before you can use it. But you can pick it up, and you could hear conversations with, you know, couple old ladies chatting away, gossiping, complaining about their kids, wives, or husbands, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, that your neighbor was having.
Amusing. As a 12-year-old, it was pretty amusing.
Scott, you just picked up the phone, and you could listen to whoever was on the, quote, line.
So, for example, in my old neighborhood where I grew up by the plaza, there were 2 party lines for the entire street. So you've got, what, 18 houses, and you've got 9 houses on one party line, and 9 houses on a second party line. And so what he was talking about was, yeah, if you're house number 4 and house number 6 is already on the phone, when you pick up the phone, you are listening into the conversation that house number 4 is listening to.
With somebody that's on the block or somebody that they've already called out to?
You had one line. All of the phones in the different houses were connected to the one line. Hint, a party line.
Okay, I don't mean to sound stupid. We did not have this.
Yeah.
Was this like on a rotary and where it had a bunch of buttons on the bottom?
Oh, yeah, there would have been a rotary.
And you would have to click on one of the square buttons on the bottom?
I don't remember
that.
If you
I never saw one. I just have read about them.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. So, like, for an easy example, say you have a cul-de-sac. Everyone in that cul-de-sac effectively had the same phone number.
Yeah.
What?
It was a long time ago, Scott, but not that long ago. Like 60s.
I'm the oldest person on the show.
Into 60s and into the early 70s. And I think in rural communities specifically, like in farming communities, they probably...
So on a military base...
No, probably not.
We're probably not doing a party line.
Well, not also because you could be talking about military things. You couldn't really have a party line.
913-586.
Oh, hell, we're going to war. Did you hear Martha?
No, those conversations never happened. Tom in Overland Park.
Martha down on Oak Avenue said we're going to war.
Tom, hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, you were talking about the living room and stuff like that. Well, we didn't call it a den. It was called the family room. Your living room was ours. It also had a dining room, and that's where we had, like, guests and parties for birthdays and stuff like that.
But no TV.
No TV in there. Nothing. The family room is where our TV was, and that's where you read your paper and get together. Family, you know, and that's where your main room was.
Hmm. AKA the den or family room, you're right.
It's the one that held the divan. Scott, I cannot believe this quote. Everyone is going to crack up. Just trust me. Just go with the flow. You remember your grandmother saying this, and it's from an old advertisement about the party line. I'll tell you more about it, Rose, when I see you. Someone else may want the line. That's how you would wrap up the call. I remember my grandmother saying, well, I'd better get off the line. Someone else may want the line. Huh. Yep. Yep.
And it was a way for the phone company to save money so they didn't have to run a separate line to each house.
Oh, that is so funny. I had forgotten about that.
I always thought a party line was when you would, like, hang on, we're going to bring Dana in, Sam. And
well, that was like a later kind of...
Like where you went, I hate this term, where you went three-way.
Yes, that three-way calling.
Three-way call,
sort of a party line, except to Sam's point, the party line really did land you to everyone in your neighborhood. It was too expensive for everyone to have their own number. That was unheard of back in the, 50s and 60s. So you all shared the line.
Did you ever have a party line?
My grandparents, I think, did. I'll text my dad and
never
ask.
Never in my life.
You haven't even heard of this?
I've heard of a party line. I've never been on a party line. We always had our own phone number.
Calm down, Dan Weinbaum. It was rather provocative.
Okay, he just sent us a picture of his mom's candy jar. Dan, cut it out. Cut it out. Weirdo.
Effectively, all of the lines were live at all times. If nobody was on it, you heard a dial tone and could dial out. But if somebody was on it...
But if you're having a rather intimate, personal, private conversation, how do you know if somebody else has just jumped on the line?
You
Jim
don't.
Across the street's listening.
You don't.
You don't know.
Those little biddies in the neighborhood were all a tizzy the next day.
That's all you hear.
I was just sitting there on my divan in the rec room.
On my divan.
All of a sudden, I heard Marge. You will not believe what she said. We're going to war.
911. Okay. Those conversations never occur. 913-586-7798.
I just want to read something from a Party Line flashback Reddit thread. I'm in my 60s. We had a Party Line. Balula Ackerman was always nosing in, old biddy. I don't remember what our ring was, but I still remember the phone number. You had to repeat it when you called long distance twice so they could bill you right. And then here's another one. As teenagers, we used to like to gossip outrageous things about people we knew were listening in on the Party Line. I would say something like, I heard Mrs. Barkley has a boyfriend. Then you would hear her gasp. If she didn't hang up, you would just keep it up. I hear he's a drunk. And then I lost my telephone rights.
Okay, and so this is basically the audio version of Twitter before there was Twitter.
Sort
or
of,
Instagram
yes.
or...
Thank you, text line. There's a great description on the text line. Back when you had a home phone, you had multiple phones in one room, right?
You didn't have multiple phones in one room.
Sorry, you had multiple phones in one house in separate rooms.
Yes.
And if you were to pick up that line, you would hear the other phone conversation going on in a different room, right?
Yeah, but you would hear, normally you would hear a click. Right. If like, let's say I'm on the phone with Dana and you're at my house, okay?
Right.
And you pick up the phone in the back bedroom. We would hear a click, and we would say, who just joined the conversation?
Right. But teenagers, though, we got really good at being really quiet with that click.
Well, you had to put your finger on it and
yes!
then lift it up real slow, like, if you wanted to listen in on what mom and dad were talking about.
Go to Clint and KCK, because I love it.
Clint or Jerry?
Either one. They're both saying the same thing.
All right. Clint, what's up, buddy?
My grandparents had party lines, and my dad... You had your own ring, like it'd be like two longs and a short or
yes.
something. And you also had, they had a 3-digit phone number. And my dad got one call home from Vietnam, and it took almost a dozen different operators before they tried the 3-digit phone number. And when they finally answered, he could hear people laughing because somebody actually answered a 3-digit phone number and they didn't know about it.
Oh, gosh.
But yes, you could, my grandma used to like gossip and then say, isn't that right, such and such? And then it would get the old guy that would listen to hang up because he realized he'd been caught.
I'll be sorry. Okay. Yeah. Somebody says on the text line, Scott, come on, give us a break. You don't remember this at all. I don't know if it's because I grew up on military bases or what. We did not have party lines. And if we did, nobody used them. Ever. I don't ever remember using a party line. Jerry in Bonner Springs. Jerry, hello.
Back in the day, back in the 60s, we had a big old phone, probably 2 foot tall and probably a foot wide.
Are you still using it?
I was going to say, Jerry, are you calling in on a rotary phone?
It was a party line, and our phone number was a short and two longs.
One short, and two longs.
Yeah, short and two longs. And I remember I was in basic training in Lackland Air Force Base, and I called my mother, and she was sitting on the divan.
Okay.
Talking to me, and she said, will you please get off the line? I can't hear my son. He's out in Texas. Would you just get off the line? I heard click, 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 click.
Everybody was listening in.
Yeah, they sure were. They were all listening. That was their enjoyment back in the day.
What kind of phone are you using right now?
Actually, it's a... old type phone that we have here. We had have here for years. I was too lazy to go get my cell phone.
Jerry, we can tell, and thank you for the nostalgia.
Okay, alrighty.
All right. Be well.
Be well, friend.
Someone says here that folks had a party line in some places through the 1980s. Someone else says we paid to get a private line around 1992 or so.
Wow.
My aunt used to hear the neighbor pick up and would immediately say, I'm pregnant, but I have no idea who the father is. And then she said it was always fun at church the following week.
Jeff in Tonganoxie, you get the last word. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. So this is a may help you, Dana.
Yeah.
And I'm Scott. I'm your age. We went to different high schools together. But this is about the macrame.
Oh, the macrame.
Yes. So when I was in grade school, we would get kits, and it was just a bunch of string or rope or whatever it was. I can't remember exactly what it was made out of, and you would just kind of weave it together.
And then you'd stick it on the wall because we're fancy.
Well, the stuff, the one I would make, I remember making for my mom, it had two hoops in it, and it was a plant holder.
Of course it was.
The macrame plant holder.
Of course it was.
A compliment to any macrame collection.
Thank you, Jeff and Taganoxy. Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.